Joe and Alex show on radio now. It's a Monday Music Marathon, and man, oh man, you need to join in this conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh, yeah. What drives you insane? 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. One of my friends told me that she suffers from, and I'll probably mess this up here, misophonia?
I think it's misophonia.
Misophonia?
Something like that.
All right. That is my wife, by the way, Lindsay. She is guest co-hosting today here on the Joe and Alex Show, filling in for Alex. Yeah, it's a disorder, though, in which certain sounds trigger emotional or psychological responses that some might perceive as unreasonable given the circumstance. Those who have that might describe it when a sound like just drives you crazy. Their reactions can range from getting angry and annoyed to panic and the need to run away and flee. So I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539, what drives you crazy? What drives you insane? I'll kick it off right now, and I would say it if she was here too, but she's on vacation till later this week. Liv the Web Girl, I don't know what she's got. Like, she's very hyper, like just, I don't know, ADD or what, but she's always like just... like Thumper the Rabbit, kind of. Like her legs always keep kicking something, and she'll always take a pen. She'll do this with a pen all day.
Yeah.
This all day drives me crazy, and she just does it. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what? What? So that's one thing that just drives me insane. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
It's probably a good thing you and I don't work together all the time then, because I do similar things.
What do you do? What do you do at your job, or are there other things that your coworkers do that drive you kind of crazy or insane, Lindsay?
Honestly, none of my coworkers, at least the ones that sit by me that I could hear, do anything like that. I think I'm that person. Because
then what do you do?
I can't sit still either. I will click pens sometimes, or I'll tap them on my desk.
Like Britney Spears and Oops, I Did It Again?
Yeah, I'll tap my feet. Sometimes I have one of those big yoga balls or balance balls at my desk, and sometimes I'll swap it out for my chair, and I'll sit there and bounce on it like while I'm working.
I know one thing, Alex, like I said, she's also off today. I never realized it, but every time I'd have a drink of something, like coffee in the morning, I'll sip it and I'll go.
You do.
And I never realized I did that, but apparently that's pretty annoying to everybody here on the Joe and Alex Show. And I go, but it's just a natural reaction. So 833-JOE-ALEX, join in the conversation. That's 833-563-2539. It could be something you do, or maybe it just annoys you. What is it that drives you insane? We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's kick it off with Kathy. What do you got, Kathy? What just drives you insane?
Well, there's two specific things, and one of them would have to be, I would say stupid people, but then it would be people with no common sense. You know, the people who want to put a square in the circle kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, and I know a few of those.
And then makeup lines. Women with makeup lines. It's like a car crash. You can't take your eyes off of their horrible makeup line. That's, you know.
I don't understand. Like, what does that mean, like, for the guys out there? What's a makeup line?
A makeup line is where they wear too dark of makeup on their face, and their neck is white, and their face is brown.
Oh, okay.
So, you can usually see, like, right under their chin, like, there's an actual line where they change color.
Yes. It's a bad tan, is what it is. So, yeah, those are the two things that drive me insane.
All right. Thank you, Kathy, for being part of the Joe and Alex Show. We also got Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, what drives you insane?
Good morning. People that chomp their food. They smack their lips. They just kind of chomp, chomp, chomp. And everywhere in the house or whatever, wherever you're at, you can hear it. And that drives me bats. It just, close your mouth, don't chomp.
You know, to go along with that, I hate when people chew gum and smack it loud and then post videos of that on Instagram. Like if they're talking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, hey, what up?
Who the hell are you following on Instagram that does that?
A lot of people. I mean, they don't realize they're doing it. They're just chewing gum, and it just so happens that's while they were taking the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like this person I know, they just, I don't know if it's a defect in them, but their jaw clicks, and it's like, oof. Man, can you just go out of the room and eat your banana or something? Because I really don't want to hear it.
Wow. Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap things up with Amanda. Amanda, what drives you crazy? What drives you insane?
The breaker is going to be leaving the toilet seat up. I cannot stand when I have someone come to my house and they leave the toilet seat up. For me, it's a deal breaker now. I've actually put it into, like, if a guy comes to my house, I'm interested in him, he leaves his toilet seat up, that's it.
Amanda, I got to tell you, the radio side of things, your phone drives me insane. I don't know if your window's down, if you're on Bluetooth or a speaker, but it's hard to hear you. But thank you for calling in. I don't understand. You're kind of like my wife. Lindsay always gets mad. No matter what I do with the toilet, it seems to be wrong. Like, I can never win with how the toilet's done or if it's flushed. She gets mad if, like, there's toilet paper in the toilet. Isn't that what the toilet is for?
I don't understand how you apparently never learned to use a toilet properly. Like, go to the bathroom, put the lid down, and flush it. It's not that hard.
I do, but sometimes the toilet doesn't flush.
What?
No, I always flush. I always flush.
That's incorrect.
All right, I'm tired of the slander. If you couldn't get through, let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
And coming up on The Garbage, we've known for a while that Maroon 5 was headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, but now we know who's joining them. Find out who else will be there next.